Good evening. It's 7:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado's House members were split on today's vote over the National Defense Authorization Act. All of the delegation's Democrats voted no in opposition to anti-abortion and anti-transgender amendments added by Republicans. Representative Jason Crow had this to say.
I learned in my service to our country that you can't separate our national values from our national security. They go hand in hand. And this bill actually attacks our military service members and their families.
Republican Representative Ken Buck also voted against the defense policy bill, but not on ideological grounds. He opposes its nearly $900 billion price tag. A recent temporary King Soopers closure in southeast Colorado Springs is worsening what is already considered a food desert. CPR's Dan Boyce says the store shut its doors nearly a month ago after asbestos was discovered in the building.
The store's closure leaves many southeast Colorado Springs residents with at least a 20-minute drive to reach their nearest food market. Patience Kabwasa is the executive director of local food security nonprofit Food to Power. She noted not everyone that needs groceries has a car.
These are the areas that people have more challenges, like low vehicle access, higher rates of public assistance, predominantly BIPOC or more ethnically diverse communities.
King Soopers says it plans to reopen the store. However, a timeline has not been given.
That's Dan Boyce reporting, and I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That's next.